Campbell and Farwell.
Mornings on today's best country, Country 106.7.
So I came across this headline this morning. The average person loses $6,000 during their lifetime. And I thought, there is no way, because I'm very, listen, and I like to have some walking around money with me. Don't you be coming downtown trying to knock me over for my bill, you know, my bankroll after work today. But I like to have it. But I am very careful.
About having money, real cash in your pocket.
Okay. I'm like, there's no way I lose $6,000 over the course of my lifetime. Maybe 100.
You know, now that you've done this, earlier you said to feed the ducks, so the Greenpeace people are going to come get you.
That's fine.
And now now you're getting mugged too. You're going to have a crap weekend.
The unsavory types. But here's the thing. Here's the catch. It's not $6,000 in cash that we lose during a lifetime. In fact, cash comes in only at number 8 on the list of items, the top 10 list of items that we lose over a lifetime, adding up to about $6,000 total value.
6 iPhones, right?
No.
Oh.
Phones? My gosh, where is...
Phone's not on there?
Phone is not even on the list.
Okay, then I'm guessing the number one thing that we lose is keys.
Correct.
Keys is number one?
Car keys is number one. House keys is number 2.
Oh, they have separate categories for the different kind of keys.
Go figure.
Keys... And
but remember, cash doesn't come in till number 8.
What about wallet, like in its entirety?
Wallet comes in at number 6. I don't carry a wallet anymore.
What is number 3?
What would number 3 be?
Keys.
You know what? I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
Think about your kid. I remember you talking about this all the live long day.
Mittens.
That's right. Winter accessories.
Oh, those children. I want to tie those mittens to their little
hands.
Well,
now, speaking of which, are we still allowed to call them idiot mittens? Because that's what my mother called them.
With the string?
Yes.
Well, you can.
She called them idiot mittens.
But here's the problem with those.
My mother was so sweet and kind.
When we were kids, our grandma would knit us mittens, and they were made of wool, we would play outdoors in them all day long. But now you can't do that. You're an abusive parent, don't you know? Because those mittens are wet. No, your mittens must be waterproof and vegan, and they also must be recyclable.
Oh, stop
and you
it.
Can't wear wool mittens. No, because the teacher will write a note in your book about how your child's hands nearly froze because you're a terrible parent.
Man, oh man.
That will happen to you.
You're making me feel, I want to start all over
what
again.
What else is I'll on
send,
the list?
I'll send a kid with wool mittens to
Do you know
school.
What I lose the
Try
most?
Try me, and I'll go feed the ducks at Victoria Park too. That's right. Civil disobedience. I'm running amok.
How much for my mind? Because that's what I lose the most.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on today's best country. Country 106.7.